Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Local News Roundup. Volunteer Luncheon. Encore and the Odessa Rotary Club will be feeding lunch to all volunteers and workers who worked during the drive-through clinic at Ratliff from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today in the parking lot of the Central Fire Station, 1100 West 2nd Street. Lunch is free in their honor. Book Talk. Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, has scheduled book talk at 6 p.m. Thursday. The discussion will be on The Creative Spark by Michael Shapiro, a fascinating collection of interviews and biographies of artists, musicians, authors, and other creatives. Book Talk is a free book club for ages 18 plus that focuses on literature related to art or current exhibits. Visit tinyurl.com/emr6uxbp. Exhibition. Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, is honoring Women's History Month by opening exhibition Women Artists, Four Centuries of Creativity, from the Reading Public Museum, Thursday through May 30th. Museum hours are noon to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday and noon to 8 p.m. on Thursdays. Admission is free. Call 432-550-9696 or visit noelartmuseum.org. Car Show. The 8th Annual West Texas BLVD Nights Car Show has been scheduled from noon to 8 p.m. Saturday at the Midland County Horseshoe Pavilion, 2514 Area Trail, Midland. There will be custom cars, trucks, lowriders, classics, motorcycles, traditional, imports, pinup contest, car limbo, car hop, tattoo booth, vendor booth, food trucks, kids face painting, live concert, and more. Prizes will be awarded. Sponsorships are available. For more information or sponsorship, call Eric Mantra, 432-202-1234, or Mike Mendoza, 432-664-2766, or visit tinyurl.com/UHKWFCHH. Funding Proposals. The United Way of Odessa is requesting proposals for 2021 to 2022 community impact funding. Funding is open to nonprofits, 501c3s, serving in the United Way of Odessa service area, who provide services in the areas of health, education, and self-sufficiency. To be considered for funding, funding proposals must be received by April 1st. For request an application or request further information, contact Christina Escobar at c.escobar@unitedwayodessa.org. United Way of Odessa financially supports 22 local agencies and 33 service programs. To learn more about United Way of Odessa, call 432-332-0941. Auditions. Midland Odessa Symphony and Chorale has scheduled auditions for orchestra positions, principal flute, and principal viola. To apply for instructions or more information, visit www.mosc.org/musicians/orchestra/auditions.html. Shrimp Fest Online Auction. While the 35th Annual Shrimp Fest has been postponed until 2022, this year's online auction will still be going on at the Ellen Noel Art Museum, host its virtual event. The online auction will begin at 10 a.m. on March 26th and end at 10 p.m. on March 28th. Plenty of items will be up for bid, such as a yoga party for eight, a wine refrigerator set, a trip to Rio Doce, New Mexico, a Mesa Vineyards gift basket, and much more. To register for the event, text Shrimp Fest 2021 to 243-725. More info can be found at noelartmuseum.org/shrimpfest. J.D. Jasper Douglas Stocks, Grand Falls, Texas. J.D. Jasper Douglas Stocks, 78, passed away at his home next to his wife, Karen, on March 13, 2021, in Grand Falls, Texas. J.D. was born on November 28, 1942, in Haskell, Texas, to Audie and Lydia Stocks. He married his best friend, Karen McKinnon, on August 1, 1980. He was a graduate of Haskell High School and continued his education in Abilene Christian University, receiving a degree in music while working full-time as a boilermaker. He later attended Solrock State University and received a master's degree in education. J.D. spent time in the school system of Trent, Santa Ana, and Tacoma before calling Grand Falls, Texas home in the fall of 1972. He wore many hats at Grand Falls Royalty ISD, starting with the band director and then moving to principal and superintendent thereafter. He briefly retired in 1996, only to return to the classroom in 1997 as a kindergarten teacher and continued to serve GRISD in some capacity until his death. On March 7, 2014, the GRISD officially renamed the high school in his honor. J.D. is preceded in death by his parents, sisters, Frankie Stocks and Wanda Stocks Lancaster, brothers Audie Jr. and Dean Stocks. He is survived by his loving wife, Karen Stocks, daughter Misty Acosta, son James and wife Jennifer Stocks, brother Jerry Lynn and wife Betty Stocks, five granddaughters, numerous nieces and nephews, past and present students and faculty of Grand Falls Royalty Independent School District, Grand Falls Volunteer Fire Department, and the entire community of Grand Falls, Texas. Visitation will be held from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday, March 17, 2021, at Harkey Funeral Home in Monahans, Texas. Graveside services will be held at 2:30 p.m. Thursday, March 18, 2021, at Tamarisk Cemetery in Grand Falls, Texas. There will be a gathering around the service after the service at the Grand Falls Volunteer Fire Department located on 2nd Street in Grand Falls, where he served as fire chief for over 45 years. Visit our website, HarkeyFunerals.com, to sign the guest book or leave a personal note for the family. Funeral arrangements are under the direction of Harkey Funeral Homes. Thelma Buck, Odessa. Thelma Buck, 95, of Odessa, Texas, passed away Thursday, March 11, 2021. She was born on June 9, 1925, to John and Maddie Wood in Whitney, Texas. Thelma is best remembered as owner and operator of Thelma's Cafe for a little over 20 years, located at 4th and Washington Street in Odessa, Texas. She was so much loved, her work and customers. She moved to Odessa from Amarillo in 1956. She was a member of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Thelma is preceded in death by her husband, Marvin Buck, father, mother, son, Stanley Black, 5 brothers and 2 sisters. She is survived by granddaughter, Christy Jarrett of Odessa, grandson, Timothy Black of Scottsdale, Arizona, stepchildren, Billy and Bill Sheldon, brother, Glenn Wood of Eaglewood, Colorado, 3 great-grandchildren, 5, 6 great-great-grandchildren. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Friday, March 19, 2021, at Sunset Memorial Gardens with Reverend Jeff Clear officiating. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Ollie Jack Harrington, Odessa. On March 11, 2021, God welcomed his faithful servant, Jack Harrington, to join him in heaven. He passed away peacefully at home in Odessa, Texas. Visitation will be at Frank W. Wilson Funeral Directors, 4635 Oakwood Drive, Odessa, Texas, on Thursday, March 18, 2021, from 6 to 8 p.m. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 19, 2021, at Second Baptist Church, 711 East 17th Street, Odessa, Texas. The service will also be live streamed on the Second Baptist Church Facebook page. Pastor Jackie Brim will be officiating. Intermittent will be at Sunset Memorial Garden, 6801 East Business 20, Odessa, Texas. Survivors include wife Martha Baker Harrington, sister Shirley Ann Dees, children Scott Harrington and Sarah, Don Harrington and Becky, and Rick Harrington and Laura. Stepchildren Tracy Baker Bailey and Les, and Kathy Baker Beavers Bruce. Grandchildren, nieces, nephews, step-grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Predeceased include parents Ollie O. Harrington and Ruth E. Harrington, wife Edna Smith Harrington, brother George Hugh Harrington. The oldest of 3 children, Jack, was born to Ruth Elizabeth and Ollie Oscar Harrington on February 22, 1928, in Tuscola, Texas, Taylor County. He attended Tuscola High School. After high school, Jack enlisted in the Navy, serving in the Navy Seabees. Upon his honorable discharge, he attended Arlington State College. He later met, fell in love, then married Edna Smith on March 12, 1949, in Ranger, Texas. Edna passed away in 1991. They were married 47 years. Some years later, Jack again found true love with Martha Baker, a member of his church, Second Baptist. They married on March 29, 2002, married for just short of 20 years. Jack Harrington's body has quit working. He is now in heaven with his Lord, but Jack Harrington lives on in the lives of his family, his Sunday school kids, his co-workers, and the countless other lives he touched through 93 well-lived years. Billy L. McGee Springer, Midland. Billy L. Springer, 91 of Midland, passed away March 15, 2021. Billy was born September 17, 1929, in Midland, Texas, to Alva F. and Elizabeth McKee. She was raised in Midland and graduated from Midland High School. She met and married Hot Springer in 1948 and lived in Midland, Snyder, and finally Odessa, where she worked at the model shop in sales and later as a receptionist at Atlantic Ridgefield Company. She is preceded in death by her father and mother, her husband, and a sister, Dorothy Hull. She is survived by son Mark Springer and his wife Lane of Midland, two grandkids, and two great-grandchildren. Billy enjoyed her two dachshunds and relaxing at home prior to an illness causing her to move to Manor Park facility in Midland. The family would like to express our sincere thanks to the staff at the younger unit at Manor Park and also the staff at Hospice of Midland. There will be no visitation or funeral due to COVID-19. There will be a private graveside ceremony at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the ASPCA, as that was Billy's favorite charity. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Jack Harvey, Conroe, in memory, 1931-2021. Jack Harvey, 89, joined our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven on Sunday, March 14th. He was born to the late Wayman Harvey and Gladys Harvey in Lubbock, Texas. Jack married Mary Ann Gregory on March 1, 1952. They lived in Odessa, Texas, Midkiff, Texas, Hobbs, New Mexico, before settling down for a happy retirement in Bonham, Texas in 1995. After Mary passed away, he moved to Magnolia, Texas, and then to Livingston, Texas. He was orphaned when he was young, and he lived his childhood dreams with his children. There was no activity too crazy to do with his family. He was his kids' best friend when they were growing up. Jack is preceded in death by his wife, Mary Ann, his parents, Wayman Harvey, Gladys Harvey, brothers Franklin and Willamette. Jack is survived by his four children, Greg Harvey of Hockley, Texas, Sissy Harvey of Livingston, Texas, Tom Harvey of Bridge City, Texas, and Dean Harvey of Livingston, Texas. Also, he is survived by his 10 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Visitation will be held on Friday, March 19, 2021, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, March 20, 2021 at 10 a.m. in the chapel of Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Online condolences can be made at www.hubbardkellyfuneralhome.com. Services are entrusted to Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home. Betty Lynn Waldruff Henderson, Webster, Texas. Betty Waldruff Henderson, formerly of LaPorte, Texas, passed away on March 11, 2021. She was born February 11, 1936, in Knox City, Texas, to Lynn Waldruff and Marjorie Harris Waldruff. Betty graduated from Haskell High School in Haskell, Texas, receiving a teaching degree from Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls, Texas. She was retired from the Odessa Public Schools, where she taught English in Permian High School and special education at Nimitz Junior High. She is preceded in death by her parents and grandson, Matthew Maddow. She survived by son Peter Henderson and his wife Dana, 5 grandchildren, 1 great-granddaughter, nieces, and nephews. Death notices. Antonio Alvarado, Odessa. Antonia Alvarado, 92, of Odessa, died Saturday, March 13, 2021, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Monday, March 22, 2021, at Herbert Kelly Funeral Home Chapel. Burial will follow at the Rose Hill section of Ector County Cemetery. Doy Smithson is officiating. Arrangements are by Herbert Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Stephen Leroy Caldwell, Odessa. Stephen Leroy Caldwell, 64, of Odessa, died Saturday, March 6, 2021, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 20, 2021, at First Baptist Church. Arrangements are by Odessa Funeral Home of Odessa. Ruben Ibarra, Odessa. Ruben Ibarra, 72, of Odessa, died Thursday, February 25, 2021, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled at 10 a.m. Thursday, March 18, 2021, at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church. Family has opted for cremation. Father Mark is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Harry Dean Smokey Reeves, Lubbock. Harry Dean Smokey Reeves, 83, of Jal, New Mexico, died Saturday, March 13, 2021, in Lubbock, Texas. Funeral service is scheduled for 11 a.m., March 18, 2021, at First Baptist Church in Kermit. Burial will follow at the Jal Cemetery in Jal, New Mexico. Superintendent Alfred Alexander is officiating. Arrangements are by Family Services Funeral Parlor of Kermit. Harold Lee Ray, Odessa. Harold Lee Ray, 78, died Friday, March 12, 2021, in Odessa. Services are pending with American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Guillermo Salas, Odessa. Guillermo Salas, 58, died Saturday, March 13, 2021, in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Maria Guadalupe Vivar, Midland. Maria Guadalupe Vivar, 71, died Thursday, March 11, 2021, in Midland. Services are pending with American Heritage Crematory Funeral Home, Crematory of Midland.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach, Wednesday, March 17, 2021. Best time of day to take rosuvastatin, Crestor. Dear Dr. Roach, my cardiologist just started me on rosuvastatin, Crestor. What's the best time of day to take this medicine? Answer. The majority of cholesterol synthesis in the body happens at nighttime. So for statin drugs that don't last very long in the body, it's better to take them at night. This is particularly true with fluvastatin, Lescol, lovastatin, Mevacor, and simvastatin, Zocor. The other statin drugs last so long in the body, it doesn't really matter what time of the day you take them, although it's best to take them at the same time every day. Many people take high blood pressure medicines along with a statin, and the data suggests improved outcomes when taking blood pressure medicines at night. So it is better for many people to take all of their medications at the same time for convenience.
This is the Dear Abby column. Happy host declines help in the kitchen with a poem. Dear Abby, I have seen letters in your column from people upset that their guests don't help them after dinner. I am the opposite. I held on to a poem you printed years ago, and it had had it permaplaqued and posted on a kitchen cabinet. For more than 20 years, my husband and I hosted a dinner every Sunday after church. I set the table for 10, but we often had more. When guests offered to help, I handed them a copy of that poem. "Could you print it again for your readers?" Signed, Faithful Follower in Massachusetts. Dear follower, gladly. That poem has been requested many times over the years. It resonates with hosts who are territorial about their space when entertaining. It is included in my booklet, Keepers, which is a collection of poems, essays, and letters readers have told me they clipped and saved to reread until they were yellowed with age and fell apart. You were clever to permaplaque yours. Keepers is both witty and philosophical. It covers many subjects, including children, parenting, animals, aging, death, forgiveness, and more. It can be ordered by sending your name and address, plus check or money order for $8, to Dear Abby Keepers Booklet, P.O. Box 447, Mount Morris, Illinois, 61054-0447. Shipping and handling are included in the price. It's a quick and easy read, as well as an inexpensive gift for newlyweds, pet lovers, new parents, and anyone grieving or recovering from an illness. Stay Out of My Kitchen by Susan Sawyer. Please stay away from my kitchen, from my dishwashing, cooking, and such. You are kind to have offered to pitch in, but thanks, no thank you so much. Please don't think me ungracious when I ask that you leave me alone, for my kitchen's not any too spacious, and my routine is strictly my own. Tell you what, you stay out of my kitchen with its sodden hot lackluster lures. When you're here, stay out of my kitchen, and I promise to stay out of yours. Dear Abby, I had weight loss surgery 6 months ago. I haven't had the dramatic transformation that some people experience. I've only lost about 50 pounds. My problem is, friends who know I had the operation keep asking me how much weight I lost. I think it's a rude question and none of their business. I understand people are curious, especially since they haven't seen me in person because of COVID restrictions. How do I answer without saying, none of your business? Signed, Losing in New Jersey. Dear Losing, your friends may just be curious and want to congratulate you on a big loss, and 50 pounds is one. That said, you do not have to answer every question that is asked. All you need to say is, I guess I'll let you guess once you see me again. If they ask for a hint, stick to your guns and change the subject. Then consider this. They may be gauging the success of your surgery for themselves. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscopes. Happy birthday for Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. Gentle, sensitive, and imaginative, you will benefit by interacting with people from different backgrounds and varying viewpoints. This year, you have an opportunity to upgrade your skills and work with a successful team. Rewards may include salary increase, job promotion, and greater self-confidence. If single, the right person might be someone you already know. If attached, be honest with your partner and your commitment will deepen. Leo eases your insecurities. Aries is dynamic today. You may be presented with a problem that takes patience to fix. Don't get overwhelmed. Just rise to the occasion. Your finances may take a slight dip due to an item you can't resist. Be particularly practical and thrifty. Tonight, bubble bath. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th has an average day. After a hard day at work, reward yourself with retail therapy. Buy a new outfit that emphasizes your attributes and makes you look attractive and sexy. You may even hit pay dirt with a bargain or two. Tonight, count your pennies. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th, has a positive day. Take advantage of no deadlines or obligations. Put off an invitation and enjoy your alone time. Put on your artistic hat. Paint, draw, play an instrument, write a song. Do whatever makes you feel creative. Tonight, show off your talent. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd, has an average day. Ask a friend to act as a sounding board as you work out a dilemma. You may discover who has your back and who does not. Work with a team instead of going solo. Tonight, online gathering for like-minded people. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd, has a dynamic day. Your confidence is at a high point. Think about taking on a leadership role. Hone your speaking skills and clarify your point of view. You may be asked to make a presentation to convey your position. Tonight, try a new recipe. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd, has a positive day. Revisit a subject you once attempted. Set aside time to pick up where you left off. Choose between in-person and online classes. Research destinations for a trip this summer. It will be here sooner than you think. Tonight, dream big. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd, positive day. Discuss a promising venture with a friend. This may or may not be a pipe dream, but it is always good to get feedback. Start small by selling items online or to a group with whom you meet. Tonight, puzzle solving. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st, positive. Hearing from someone special will make your day. You may have to make the first move, but they will be glad you did. Plan a vacation with your significant other or close friends. Tonight, look forward to attending a Zoom meeting. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. Dynamic day. An appointment may be changed unexpectedly beyond your control. Use your free time to your advantage. Take a walk, go to the gym, or meet a friend. This may turn out to be a great day after all. Tonight, listen to music. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th. A so-so day. Take a yoga or dance class at a studio or online. Go with a friend to a karaoke bar or watch a romantic film. You might shed a tear even with a happy ending. Tonight, think about your first love. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th, positive day. Plan a trip to see out-of-town relatives. This is the perfect opportunity to introduce the next generations to each other. Questions about your genealogical roots may be answered, but mostly you will revitalize old relationships. Tonight, home-cooked family dinner. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th, positive day. Reevaluate goals that you set for yourself. Practical matters that need your attention may delay, but not obliterate them. New friends will enter your life, so welcome them into your circle. Tonight, you feel energized and excited for the future.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.